Hello?
Secretary Rogers. President.
Oh, Mr. President.
Hi, Bill.
I just wanted to tell you that the calls you made have been, I think, quite successful.
Except Italy and Mexico, though, huh?
Yeah, I'm going out to my house to see the Mexican foreign minister right now, but in case of...
Italy? Italy going to abstain?
Yes. God damn them.
That's a courageous damn thing to do, isn't
it, though?
On the other hand, they could have gone the other way, I suppose.
That's right. Portugal finally came through this morning, so they're going to vote yes. As you know, Morocco, that call of the...
That's the only one I felt confident about.
Yeah.
He was really overwhelmed, I think.
He was, and I think it was very...
Did he influence anybody else, you think?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Now, in the case where we've lost some, we lost Senegal.
Yeah.
And probably Togo, and that was because of the meeting that Senghor had with Pompidou.
Oh.
And also with the Chinese. I think he's made a deal with the Chinese communists. They had a delegation go down to see him in Dakar. Now, when he was here, he promised us he'd vote for us. I had a real...
Didn't I see him when he was here?
Yes.
Isn't that the one we saw?
That's right. And I had a rough talk with him last night on the phone. I called him. He was in Bonn, Germany.
Yeah.
And I told him that we'd been misled, and he didn't tell us until the last minute and so forth.
Good.
He was quite defensive, but I said, well, this is the way it is. I said, when I told the president you changed your mind, I said he was shocked.
Good. Let me say this, that, of course, except for the European countries where we have no choice, but in the future, whenever... Any African country, I mean, where they, you know, we have to do these little doodads, when they submit them to, can they come in, the president's call, and so forth. Believe me, if they voted against us on this, I don't care how it comes out, I'm not going to see them. Because it's the least they can do. We don't ask much from them, and we give a lot to them. Now, really, it's a pretty goddamn lousy thing. Now, you can't do that to the Mexicans, of course. You can't do it to the Canadians, and...
Well, with the Mexicans, though, I'm going to tell Rabassa that that he'd build, Echeverry had built up an awful lot of goodwill with you.
That's right. That's right.
Now, in the case, I tell you...
And with the Mexicans, you could say that we feel that we ought to go together and that we both are going to have good relations with the Chinese communists and with the others. But the main point is that this would have an enormous effect on support for Mexico, on, frankly, surtax. Put that on the line. Say that one thing that there are several senators and kind of that would like to move on that. Let's put that bait out there for
okay.
them.
On Ireland, on reconsideration, we did not say we'd renounce what we started. We did say we'd give them another year.
I see.
For a lot of reasons I won't bother you with, but we felt it would be counterproductive to change, and I think it would hurt you very much politically here at home with the airlines and a lot of other people. And
well,
I don't think it's that.
We shouldn't. Well,
anyway.
But, did it do any good?
Well, we haven't. I just talked to John Moore on the phone, and we're not sure yet. We don't have to go through with it unless they vote with us.
Yeah.
You know, Mr. Brendan,
let me ask this about that.
Mm-hmm.
So here the Irish are. I can't get over it there. Having this hellish fight with the British, and I don't see anything them for going with the British. But anyway,
I don't either.
It's one of those.
I think, Mr. Brendan, we ought to reconsider the whole idea of putting all our eggs in this multilateral basket. You know, these little countries don't appreciate it when we give them things through these.
Absolutely.
We've got to go back to, because the Chinese now are holding out little.
Little tidbits
all over Africa.
Mm-hmm. And all we do is talk about the World Bank and
the
International Monetary Fund,
exactly.
And the Asian Development Fund,
exactly.
And the Inter-American Fund. I personally believe myself that we lose enormous advantage there. I couldn't agree more. And also, you know, the thing is that the Peterson Committee and all the rest say, let's do it multilaterally. Well, the reason for that, that's the internationalist, but goddammit, it doesn't help the United States.
Not a damn bit.
And it costs us just as much. We have no control, and believe me, when you see what some of these bastards do who run these agencies, they're independent as a hog on ice.
Oh, that's no doubt about it. And we don't get any credit at all. I mean,
well, how could we reverse it?
Well, let me sort of...
I would go right at it. I'm for it 1,000%. Incidentally, Connolly's for it, too.
Is he?
He is so goddamn mad at the bank and others, well, various banks, because they don't play our game. And he said, we ought to find ways. Of course, he'll be a good ally because he can help with the banking and currency committee. But if you find ways, I'll support it.
Well, that's good because... And I think we've got to, with our friends like in Latin America, the Brazil and Argentina, we got to play ball with them. These little countries that are so goddamn obnoxious.
That's right. I mean, now, Argentina and Brazil are both going with us now, are they?
That's right.
That's good.
And Argentina is going out of its way to be friendly to us about it.
Can they help with any of the little ones, I suppose?
Well, we've got them trying to help with Peru. I don't know.
Goddamn, Peru.
Yeah, Peru and Ecuador are both against us.
Could we get an Ecuador? You can't do anything by...
Well, we've offered them everything.
You have, huh?
Yeah.
A fishing thing and,
that's right.
And a consideration and so forth. And well, incidentally, if they don't, then I'm strongly in favor of turning the other way on them. I mean, what the hell is in it for, what do we care what happens to Ecuador? Believe me, what the hell do we care?
That's right.
What do we care what happens to Bolivia? You know what I mean? If they're for us, fine. They're a vote. You see, one of the reasons we've done things for Latin America is not only because they're close, but also because, as Cabot Lodge used to say in the Eisenhower years, they were a solid vote in the U.N.
Hmm.
Now, if they're not a solid vote in the U.N., let's play those that are and hell with the rest of them.
That's right. Well, I think we've got to probably face up to the fact we may lose. My guess is we lose by 3 or 4 votes now, particularly Belgium, Switzerland. I've got a call in for Harmel right now.
Why would Belgium switch?
Because the French and the British have been trying to get everybody in the community against us. And Belgium, Harmel is the man that stood out all by himself.
Mm-hmm.
He said he'd resign rather than vote the other way. Now, they've just had a cabinet meeting, and I don't know the outcome, but he's been great. He's just been a stalwart.
Hmm.
Now, I don't know if we've got any leverage at all. The French have been playing a very... very unpleasant game.
Well, they do always. So.
Yeah. I think the British have been above board. They've not been helpful at all, but at least they've been above board. I think Pompidou has been doing everything he can to screw us.
You think we'll lose by 3-4 votes? So.
Be my guess. Right now, our count is that we're 1 ahead.
Yeah.
1 or 2 ahead, but I think there'll be slippage.
We've got some soft numbers there. We have soft ones. We don't think they have any.
That's right. I've just gone
there's none of theirs we could work on at this point.
No, most of theirs. We worked on everyone on their list.
Mm.
Most of them are, ones like the southern Yemen and the Sudan and Syria.
Jesus
and
Christ, they shouldn't even be in the damn United Nations.
I know,
southern Yemen, now isn't that a great place?
That's right. The ones that they have are just Afghanistan, Albania, Algeria, Bulgaria, Burma, Burundi, Belarus, Cameroon, Canada, Central Ceylon, Chile, Cuba, Czechoslovakia, Denmark, Ecuador, Equatorial Guinea, Ethiopia.
I spoke to that woman about Ceylon. I don't suppose it did any good.
No, she's pretty well committed the other way.
Yeah. She wouldn't go. You couldn't ask them just as a courtesy to go abstain, could you? God, they're right there. We just helped them on some things. I think you might just try an abstention.
Well, we might try an abstention, but I think the problem was that she was committed way back. See, Chinese do quite a lot for them.
That's right. Well, forget it.
They get a lot of their food stuff.
That's right. They have a trading deal. You're right. They can't do it.
And they were committed long before she got here, so I didn't really press her.
I understand.
But you got Guinea and Hungary and Iceland. Now, Iceland is too bad, but that's because of the damn British and the French and the Italians. Iraq,
mm-hmm.
Kuwait, Kenya's possibility. We're meeting with the Kenyans right now.
Good.
Well,
put anything on you need. I mean, I'll do anything.
I think
visit the goddamn places if necessary.
Okay.
But let me say, there isn't any two ways about it. From this vote demonstrates the weakness of the multilateral assistance.
Sure.
Second, it also demonstrates that when they come running in here and they want us to do these nice little things, to hell with them unless it's something in it for us.
That's right.
There's nothing in it for
us. Exactly the way I feel. Exactly.
Yeah, that's the way they're treated by the other side, so we'll treat them that way.
Exactly. We've got to get some bilateral aid to help. We've got to, now in these African countries that helped us, we've got to do a few little things to help them. We've taken away from those that didn't help us.
Absolutely. I'm for that.
Well, I think that if we lose, that it'd be better for you not to say anything, and we'll either have George Bush say it, or maybe George Bush and I both express our regrets. We'll work out some. Al has asked for some contingency plans, and we'll have them over tonight.
I think if we lose, it just doesn't make any sense, probably, for me to get into it. For
it doesn't.
It's just one of those damn things. I mean, incidentally, the right wing will have its problems with this. We know that. We've made a good fight, but on the other hand, it was still, I think even without the China visit, it probably was going to be lost. It was been a witch year.
Yes.
We were losing all the time, aren't we? The eroding,
right.
The Italians, and all the rest.
I think one thing, too, that we can be pleased that we've done every possible thing we can do. And I don't think there's anybody that has any doubts about that. Say, I've got Heimel on the phone.
Okay, good.
I might have had to call you. Fine, Mr. Bitt. Bye.